tell you the relief I felt at hearing her say that. I was dealing with my life, a life that I have worked hard at correcting and fixing so that I could be my best and healthiest self. I didn't want to blow it. I didn't want to make decisions about my life that could possibly shorten it or harm me. Diana is one of the people I admire and respect deeply. I knew she would not say anything to me that she did not mean. Now I felt secure in the treatment schedule I had prescribed for myself. I'm out of estrogen, and I have a gun. 2. Hormones. Getting cancer reinforced the importance of being proactive about my health. I knew I needed to work extra hard to keep my body in balance as I aged by continuing my regimen of natural bioidentical hormones. I became very involved in learning about hormones when I started to experience the symptoms of menopause a few years ago. If you're in or approaching middle age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our skin begins to change, enter itchy. We lose vaginal lubrication, here comes all dried up. We start getting aches and pains that don't go away. We're hot, then cold, sweaty is really fun, and we can't sleep, which puts us in an unbearable mood over time because we're exhausted. In addition, as we lose our hormones in the aging process, we leave ourselves open to a variety of diseases of aging, and then the big unmentionable. Many of us lose our sex drive. Menopause, or as I call it, men on pause, is traumatic. I always wondered why men leave their wives of long standing at middle age. It's not because their wives are getting older or that they don't look good anymore. They leave because women become impossible to live with during this passage. Plus, a lot of women have no interest in sex. I experienced this phenomenon. Honestly, it was like losing an old friend. I felt a sadness and a sense of betrayal because women of prior generations never prepared me for this loss. Why hasn't this been discussed, I wondered. Am I the only woman to ever have this experience? I think this subject has been in the closet so long that women have chosen to endure it silently. It's like admitting that the reason bitchy is here today is that you have PMS. No one likes to admit that because it connotes weakness, that we are out of control. And pity the poor man who suggests that you might be unreasonable today because of your period. This could be construed as grounds for war. For over 30 years, the sexual part of the relationship between my husband and me has always been thrilling. It has been where we connect intimately, where we have experienced an indescribable closeness, trust, passion, and sexual adventure. It has been where we solve our problems, where we allow each other to be exactly what we are feeling at that particular moment. Suddenly, in our 31st year together, with no warning, I felt dead inside. I didn't understand it. Where I was once always in the mood, now I felt nothing. I did it, but I felt nothing. My friskiness was gone. My sense of adventure left me. I had no energy. I felt like crying all the time. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. I couldn't remember anything. I was afraid I had early onset Alzheimer's disease because I couldn't hold a thought. Itchy appeared and my skin itched horribly, and I found it impossible to sleep for more than 15 minutes at a time. And then sweaty appeared, and I would awaken soaking wet from the hot flashes. What a life, huh? What had happened? I didn't completely understand it at the time, but what was happening to me is common to most women as we get older. I had zeroed out hormonally. I was no longer making my full complement of hormones. Because of that, I had no life-restoring nutrients feeding me metabolically. My organs were shutting down from lack of nutrients. These are strictly lay terms, but for you and me, it's easier to understand them with this terminology. We are our hormones. Without them, we die. In fact, aging is the loss of hormones. From the middle to late 30s, and it differs by a few years from person to person, we make a full complement of hormones. Then we hit perimenopause, and our hormones begin to fluctuate as they start to diminish, until they get close to zeroing out in menopause. Women lose 90% of their hormones over a 2-year period once we begin to go into menopause. No wonder we feel crazy. This is a difficult passage of life. All the balance of your life gets jumbled. Suddenly, your husband doesn't understand you anymore. He says things like, "What's wrong with you?" Your insides are screaming, "I don't know, I don't know." On top of it, here comes the weight gain. Every day your favorite pants are getting tighter and tighter. You feel dumpy and you start to notice what great shape all the other women are in. You remember when you looked like that. What has changed? You are eating the same as before, maybe even less. You've stopped with the desserts. You're trying to exercise, but you're so tired from not sleeping. And the hot flashes, those embarrassing hot flashes, wake you up continuously all through the night. You feel ugly and fat, and now you have no desire for sex. Is it because you're so tired? That's what you keep telling him, because he's starting to get irritated that you're never in the mood anymore. Secretly, you're wondering also, why don't I want to have sex? You do it because you don't want him to be angry with you all the time, but you can't feel anything. Nothing. All there is a sensation that something is inside you, but it might as well be the probe the gynecologist inserts, because the sensation is about the same, and it isn't a sexual feeling. I felt this. I was dead inside. It was sad and lonely, humiliating, confusing, and isolating. I didn't want to talk to my husband about it because I was afraid he would find the whole thing such a turnoff. I remember Howard Stern asking me on his radio show one morning, "Are you in menopause?" He asked it in such a way that he made it sound disgusting. I felt the shame women talk about regarding the subject. I answered, sounding equally disgusted, "Of course not," hoping my astonishment at the question would ward off his suspicions. Howard was not unique. Most men find menopause icky. If they are with us during this passage, it reminds them that they, along with us, are aging, and if they are young, like Howard, they know only what they have heard, that women turn into lunatics during this passage, and it's best to avoid them at all costs. Several times in my life I've heard men referring to an older woman as a dried-up old menopausal bitch. So we're supposed to be looking forward to this passage? Why must we do penance for coming to this age? It seems unfair to me that the payoff for a woman who has spent much of her life happily devoted to raising her children and being a good wife is to turn into such a monumental bitch that no one in the family wants to have anything to do with her. What kind of payoff is that? In the research for my first summer-sized book, Eat Great, Lose Weight, I knew the key to understanding weight loss was an understanding of the hormone insulin. I also knew that if one hormone in the system is off, then the entire system is out of whack. I knew that hormones were behind the symptoms that I and all other women experience when we hit middle age. But it was clear to me, from watching what was happening to women I knew and from my research, that for the most part the medical community didn't have a clue how to deal with hormones and menopause. The most logical source of information for women about their health is their gynecologist. Unfortunately, few gynecologists are versed in natural bioidentical hormone replacement. In fact, if they haven't specialized, they don't know much about the hormonal system at all. Most gynecologists and doctors other than endocrinologists who have chosen to specialize in the hormonal system have had 4 hours of study devoted to learning about this crucial internal system. So many gynecologists go with the accepted program. They find that once a woman is put on a synthetic pharmaceutical drug hormone like Prempro, the combination of Premarin and Provera, or Premarin alone, she stops complaining about the uncomfortable symptoms. If she continues to complain, Prozac, Paxil, or some other form of antidepressant is prescribed. Again, she stops complaining and lives in a lethargic, medicated state that sometimes continues for the rest of her life. The tragedy of this lack of understanding is that women taking synthetic hormones are not replacing lost hormones. Women are simply suppressing their symptoms while their bodies are breaking down internally from a lack of nutrients being supplied to organs. I just didn't want to take the standard course of action of synthetic hormone replacement therapy for my menopause, and I went from doctor to doctor to try to come up with a plan that would work for me. "Well, it's just a lot of guessing," my first gynecologist said. "Let's try putting you on black cohosh, a useless herb in my opinion relative to menopause, because you don't want the synthetic hormones. Frankly, though," she said, "I don't know why you don't want to take Premarin or Provera, the synthetic hormones, because they're so much easier and there's no guesswork." "I don't want to ingest chemicals," I told her over and over. I got no relief from this doctor, so I tried another one.
Well, look at it this way, said the next doctor. In days of old, women didn't live much past their childbearing years around age 40. I mean, after all, when you stop being able to bear children, what good are you?
He was kidding, of course, but in my state I didn't find it very humorous. I went on to yet another doctor, one who came highly recommended. He asked,
Why do you want to take natural hormones?
I said, Because I want to replace the hormones I've lost in the aging process, not simply take away the symptoms. At that, he patted me on the head and said,
The drug companies know best, dear.
I thought, You old fool. I know that wasn't very kind of me, but come on. Often doctors are influenced in various ways by the drug companies, and because of that, many of them have forgotten that the studies they read are funded by the pharmaceutical companies that actually make the drug. So of course it all sounds wonderful. All I knew was that as I looked around, most of the women who were taking synthetic hormones were getting fat. In my own research, I already knew that hormonal imbalance is the reason one gets fat. I know that insulin is the fat-storing hormone and that insulin resistance is a result of hormonal imbalance. It was all connected. I had to find a way to not only balance my hormones by eating the summer-size way, but also to replace the hormones that I had lost. Then I would be on track. Don't think I disregard traditional Western medicine. I am the first one in line for Western medicine when it is warranted. I would not have wanted to go through my cancer without my wonderful doctors. But I believe that in today's world, it is vitally important to be proactive about your health. No one can rely upon their individual doctor to have all the answers. What I object to is doctors working outside their areas of expertise. If they don't know anything about hormones, they should say so. The statistics are clear. We're living longer than ever before. In days of old, women died around age 40, at the end of their childbearing years. Life had many hardships then, and there were few medical advances, so people died much younger than they do today. But now, many of us are going to live to be in our late 90s, or even our hundreds. If this is so, then we have to figure out how we are going to live a quality of life for the time remaining to us. If menopause, as currently experienced, is any indication of what is to come, it's going to be a society of some pretty unhappy women and the people who live with them. Enter Dr. Schwartzbein. I had heard about this woman in Santa Barbara who specialized in thyroid imbalances, diabetes, and menopause. Could it be? A doctor who gets it? Probably I thought she's an old bag with the usual treatments for this time of life. I was not prepared for the young, vivacious, beautiful woman who greeted me at the door. Things were about to change. Finally, I was sitting before someone who understood the hormonal system. Dr. Schwartzbein told me what I inherently knew, but had no basis or abilities to verify. Because we're living longer, we have to treat the second half of life differently, she told me. Yes, I thought. We talked for 3 hours and forged what has become one of my most important relationships. Over the years, she's been one of my greatest teachers. As Dr. Schwartzbein explained to me, because we're living longer, it is necessary to replace the hormones that have been lost in the aging process with natural bioidentical hormones that replicate exactly the hormones we make in our own bodies. Synthetic hormones remove some of the symptoms but do very little to replace those hormones that have been lost in the aging process. Dr. Schwartzbein says that real hormones, estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, and levothyroxine, which is the thyroid hormone, are identical to those found in the human body. Synthetic hormones are drugs like Premarin, which are conjugated estrogens, Provera, which is medroxyprogesterone acetate, and methyltestosterone. These are chemicals not found in the human body. Armour thyroid contains real hormones but does not contain the correct composition. So what does this mean? Instead of a doctor prescribing for me a synthetic one-pill-fits-all type of regimen, my hormones are tracked through blood tests to see exactly where my levels are. And because of this, an endocrinologist can prescribe combinations of the real bioidentical hormones to replace what has been lost. Don't worry, I'll explain more about all of this in the next few chapters. This was a revelation to me, and I was ready to get with the program and have Dr. Schwartzbein replace all my lost hormones. Who wouldn't want this? But it wasn't as simple as that. I said to Dr. Schwartzbein, "If you know what I'm missing hormonally, why don't you give me an exact dosage for my levels?" "I can't do that," she explained. "It took a long time for you to lose these hormones, and we have to replace them gradually, or else you'll feel crazy. Hormones are not to be played around with. Too much is as bad as too little. We will eventually build your levels to the perfect balance for you, but it has to be done gradually." Each of us is made up of a completely different chemical composite from the next person. What I require is going to be different from what you require, even if our blood work shows that you and I have the exact same hormonal levels. I may require more estrogen to feel good, or more or less progesterone to feel good than you might. In the next chapter, I'll talk more about how you can work with your doctor to come up with a program that works just for you. Believe it or not, one of the more exciting aspects of treating hormonal decline is working in concert with your doctor. It is up to you, the patient, to know when your body is feeling at optimum or if new blood work is required to find out if your levels have changed. When hormones are imbalanced, you will not be able to operate at peak performance for your age and lifestyle. The good news was that I started to feel relief immediately. I began to sleep better, the hot flashes subsided, and slowly my sex drive returned. My thinking also got better, and the horrible itch on my legs went away. I was still battling a little weight gain, but luckily I had been eating on the summer size plan for so long that my weight was being controlled through that. "When your hormones get in full balance," my doctor explained, "the weight gain will disappear because you already have great eating habits." When you get your hormones balanced by taking bioidentical hormones and eating right and exercising, you will achieve your ideal body composition. We don't have to be pear-shaped or apple-shaped in middle age, and this alone would make natural bioidentical hormones preferable. Synthetic drug hormones cannot offer this to a woman. Add to that other health benefits, such as more youthful skin, more energy, sharper thinking, no memory loss, fewer mood swings, less depression, less anxiety, greater muscle definition, enhanced sexuality, sleeping through the night, elimination of hot flashes, and the advantages of staving off the diseases thought to automatically accompany growing older, and it is clear that this magic cocktail, tailored just for you, is the answer. I was beginning to see the light. It all made such sense to me. If I were a diabetic, my doctor would not prescribe the same amount of insulin for me that he did for every other patient. Every diabetic patient needs an individualized insulin cocktail, and this is calculated through blood work to determine exactly how much insulin is needed to balance that person's glycemic index. The same goes for menopause. Every woman is different. Hormone levels are determined by many factors. Happiness, depression, stress, and a high-stress lifestyle are all factors determining every woman's hormone levels. I have a particularly high-stress lifestyle. I always have to go on, whether it's for a television show, my nightclub act, or a lecture, running my businesses, or getting interviewed. And all these activities are stressful and produce a level of false adrenaline. False adrenaline levels block hormone production. Therefore, at times I have to have blood work done more often to determine if during this period I need to add or take away either estradiol or progesterone. It is this constant tracking due to my high-stress lifestyle that allows me to enjoy the bliss that comes with balanced hormones. In the next few chapters, I'll explain just what I mean by constant tracking and how I monitor my hormone levels with my doctor to stay at my peak. It has been 4 years now, and I'm feeling like a 30-year-old. My hormones are perfectly balanced. I now realize that this is the secret elixir we have all been looking for. Balanced hormones are the true fountain of youth. People are always saying to me, "You look great," and I can see them studying my face. It's simply that I have replaced the hormones I have lost, and my body, mind, and spirit are now working at optimum. It is our hormones that give us our youth, so when they are balanced, one of the positive byproducts is a more youthful appearance. Since I began HRT, I feel happy almost all the time. I feel a sense of balance and the serenity that comes with that. I don't feel stressed. I feel calm. I don't sweat the small stuff. I can handle a lot of things at the same time without feeling crazy because my thinking is so clear and sharp. Best of all, my sex drive is back with a vengeance. I'm in the mood for love. It's so great at this age, after 35 years of marriage, to look at my husband and feel all wiggly inside. And is he ever happy? Our kids are grown up and have started their own lives, and we have this great relationship, plus the freedom to date each other again, just as when we first fell in love. My life has been totally changed by taking bioidentical hormones. Do you know any woman who says synthetic hormones make them feel great? Do you know one woman on synthetic hormones who isn't complaining about her weight gain or bone loss? Doesn't it make sense to replace the hormones we are losing with exact replicas of those we make ourselves? There is no drug that can possibly be better than what we make inside our own bodies. I hope this chapter has intrigued you. I've managed to turn my life around through HRT, and you can too. In the next two chapters, I'll explain more about how hormones actually work in our bodies, what bioidentical hormones are, and how you can find the right doctor and figure out what you need to do to get with the program. This will not be an easy journey. There are very few doctors who understand real bioidentical hormone replacement. If you're willing to do the work, the rewards will be worth it. I will walk you through my own program and give you a set of questions you can ask your own doctor. I'm not a doctor, and I don't pretend to be one, but I'm a passionate layperson. The next chapters will be a good introduction to the wonderful world of bioidentical HRT. Perks of being over 40. You can live without sex, but not without glasses. 3. How it works. Now that you understand my passion for taking natural hormones, let's get down to business and talk about exactly what these hormones are and how they work in our bodies. Trust me, this information is fascinating and will help you better understand how your body works so that you're able to take care of it to the best of your ability. Let's first talk about what hormones really are and where they come from. Dr. Uzi Rice, a Beverly Hills gynecologist well-versed in natural hormones, explained to me, hormones are secreted by glands, such as the adrenals, ovaries, and thyroid, that are governed by higher centers of the brain. Hormones travel throughout your bloodstream in a communication network that links the higher centers of your brain to the DNA command posts operating in the several hundred trillion cells of your adult body. On the outer and inner membranes of the cells are receptor sites that function like locks on a door. In order to get in and tell the DNA what to do, you need the right key, and hormones are the keys. They travel to specific target cells, unlock the receptor sites, and deliver their biochemical message for processing. They turn on or turn off specific cellular functions and measure cellular activity throughout the system. Clearly, hormones make things happen in the body. They are responsible for getting our cells to do the things they are supposed to do. There are two classifications of hormones in the human body: major hormones and minor hormones. The major hormones have the greater role in determining what happens within your cells, and the minor hormones have the lesser role, but both major and minor hormones play a role in keeping you alive. The major hormones are the first to be secreted in response to our constantly changing nutrition, lifestyle, and environmental signals. The major and the minor hormones communicate with each other, but the major hormones have the greater influence. According to Dr. Schwartzbein, the three major hormones are adrenaline, cortisol, and insulin. These hormones are crucial for life-sustaining functions such as regulating heartbeat and blood pressure, and also maintaining the pH balance between blood acidity and alkalinity. So if you are missing any one of the major hormones, you will get sick quickly and not live very long. These hormones keep you alive, so there's no question as to their importance to your health and well-being. If these major hormones are low or missing, there's no controversy about whether or not to replace them. You would never deny a diabetic regular shots of insulin. But there is a lot of controversy about replacing the minor hormones, such as estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, DHEA, and HGH, human growth hormone. Should you replace them or not? If any of the minor hormones fall too low, you will have many complaints, including fatigue, mood changes, and weight gain, but these aren't necessarily life-threatening problems. Your heart keeps beating, your blood is reasonably balanced, and your blood pressure is still within normal parameters. You're alive, but you just don't feel as well as you could if you balanced your minor hormones by replacing the ones you have lost. In The Schwarzbein Principle 2, Dr. Schwarzbein writes, "The loss of a minor hormone will shorten your lifespan. However, because the loss of any one of the minor hormones does not cause immediate death, it is harder to understand their roles in sustaining health and promoting longevity." In short, her book says, "With the loss of a major hormone, you absolutely know that something is medically wrong with you, and if the major hormone is not replaced, you will die rather quickly. With the loss of a minor hormone, you'll not feel well, but you're likely to attribute your health to normal aging and not seek medical attention. You will eventually die from the loss of a minor hormone, but when you die 10 to 50 years later, who is to know that your minor hormone loss contributed to your death?" You know what Dr. Schwarzbein is talking about here by saying normal aging. We've all seen our mothers and their friends get older and suffer the effects of aging. We think it's normal to feel lousy when we get older. It's just something that happens when we age, right? But now that you see how important hormones are to our physiology, you can understand how vital it is to keep them balanced so we can live longer and be healthy. Because very few people understand the importance of hormones, we look for quick fixes when we start to encounter the wild fluctuations of our hormones in perimenopause and the loss of hormones in menopause. When we can't take the bad moods anymore, the irritability, the sleeplessness, and the hot flashes, we beg our doctors to take care of our symptoms, thinking that by doing this, we are taking care of the problem. Before the Women's Health Initiative, WHI, released their study in 2002, saying that HRT increased the risk of breast cancer, heart attacks, and blood clots, thus scaring many women off HRT, women thought they were finding a measure of relief in the common course of HRT, which traditionally meant prescribing Prempro, a combination of Premarin, an estrogen substitute made from pregnant mare's urine, and Provera, a progesterone substitute. But at what cost? As I explained earlier, these synthetic hormones do not in any way replace the hormones that are being lost in the body, because they are not identical to what is made in our bodies. Drugs like Prempro do take away some of the symptoms, so there is relief and therefore a belief that all is well again. But then comes the weight gain, the menopausal body, as I call it. You can see the change in yourself and in your friends. Women become thicker, fuller, everywhere, with bigger arms, neck, bosom, waist, hips, legs, and butt. Where is that cute shape you once had? The clothes you once loved now fit you as though they belonged to your daughter. It's hard to get dressed. Nothing fits anymore. For the first time, you find yourself shopping in a different department. Bigger shirts, sweaters, jackets that cover the new fullness. It's depressing. You start dieting for the first time in your life. Now you're eating less, but the weight keeps coming on. Your body is not experiencing the most annoying and disturbing menopausal symptoms now because the synthetic hormones have alleviated them. So you do not realize that your body has regrouped into survival mode to help you because it realizes that without hormones, everything metabolically is starting to shut down. Without hormones, your bones also start to lose their density, so the body helps out by fattening you up to protect you in case of a fall. If you have a lot of extra padding, you might not break one of those now brittle bones. Menopausal women are the first to experience this loss, but make no mistake about it, your husbands will also experience this same phenomenon. We'll talk more about this in Part 4. I will go into more details in Chapter 4 about the medical benefits of replacing hormones. This isn't only about fighting weight gain and getting rid of hot flashes, it's also about increasing the quality and length of your life. You can't replace your declining hormone levels with synthetic hormones, only the bioidentical hormones. So what are these bioidentical hormones anyway, and exactly how does a doctor figure out what a woman needs to take? Dr. Schwarzbein has some very good advice for those who want to replace synthetic HRT with bioidentical HRT. You can read about this in her own words in the Q&A I've done with her, see Chapter 5, but in brief, she recommends you follow these four rules. 1. Don't take a hormone that's not low or missing. 2. Take only bioidentical hormones. 3. Mimic normal physiology as much as possible. 4. Track the hormone levels and their effects. The success of this program begins with a visit to your doctor. Your doctor will monitor through blood work the hormones that need to be replaced. The goal is to try to recreate the hormonal balance experienced in your 30s, which is why I recommend that younger women get their hormone levels checked so they will know when they get older what these levels looked like in their prime. For me, it's all about trying to mimic the natural hormones I have lost, which means as I go through menopause, I am low in DHEA, estradiol, and progesterone. HRT with bioidentical hormones allows us to replace our body's estrogen, called estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone, if needed, with substances that are synthesized in a lab from extracts of yam and soybeans. These hormones are not available in health food stores or from naturalists or herbalists. The bioidentical hormones are by prescription only, but they are not drugs. They are prescribed by your doctor so you can get the exact dosage you require. These bioidentical hormones exactly mimic the effects of the estradiol and progesterone that our own bodies create. You can argue that yams and soybeans are no more natural to our bodies than the pregnant mare's urine found in Premarin, an estrogen substitute, but Premarin is not synthesized to mimic exactly what our own bodies do. Now you know, through initial blood work, which hormones need replacing. Your doctor's prescription will indicate what amounts of which hormone you need and whether you will be taking capsules, liquid, gel, or cream. Different doctors prefer different ways to prescribe these hormones based upon your needs and your ability to absorb. You can't just go to the pharmacy and buy one pill. Remember, this is not a one-pill-fits-all kind of therapy. You can get your dosages at compounding pharmacies, which will make preparations for you based upon your individual needs. Is this more difficult than the one-pill-fits-all theory behind synthetic HRT? Absolutely. But I hope you're seeing how important it is to replace the hormones you are losing in your body with exact replicas of what has been lost. And the only way you can do that is by filling a prescription written just for you. The goal of HRT is finding out how to mimic our physiology through the use of bioidentical hormones. It is a challenge to match the normal production and secretion of the hormone that needs to be replaced. We secrete different amounts of hormones all day long at different times of the day. If we're in a calm period without stress, happy with our lives and relationships, maintaining a balanced HRT is rather easy. Your trip to the doctor and the results of your blood work indicate which hormones are low. Replace them in those amounts and life gets back on track. But if your life is filled with everyday stresses, compounded by deadlines and pressure, you will blunt your hormone production and your levels will change. Then it's time to call your doctor and describe the stresses you're going through. Your doctor might suggest that you wait it out to see if everything returns to normal. Or if that doesn't seem likely, tell you that it's time to take another blood test to see if you need to increase or decrease your levels. This is difficult because it takes time. Most women opt for the drug hormones because there is no additional blood work and no levels to check. The drug hormone has only one job, and that is to take away your symptoms. But the tragedy is that nothing is being replaced. The lost hormones are gone for good. The life-sustaining nutrients supplied by your hormones are absent, and silently you begin to shut down metabolically. Aging and all that comes with it, aches, pains, weight loss or gain, disease, memory loss, and loss of mobility, agility, and libido begin to set in. In addition to mimicking our body's natural physiology by taking bioidentical hormones in dosages that replace exactly what our body is missing, how we take these hormones is important. Some doctors prescribe what is called continuous combined hormone therapy. Combined hormone therapy is taking low levels of estrogen and high levels of progesterone on a daily basis so that your body does not get a period. Dr. Schwartzbein says, The purpose of combined therapy was to give a woman the advantage of HRT after menopause without the uncomfortable withdrawal period. Women were actually told they had a choice, which I now know is wrong. The thinking was, take HRT and have a monthly period, or take HRT and have no uterine bleeding. Who wouldn't want the benefits of not having a period? Appealing as it sounds, not having a period is actually harmful, because taking hormones this way does not mimic physiology. In other words, it does not mimic the way your body used to make them. In fact, instead of decreasing the risks of certain diseases that are known to be helped by estradiol, taking HRT the wrong way increases the risk. For example, women who take combined therapy are at a greater risk for heart attacks, strokes, and breast cancer. The only way to mimic the normal menstrual cycle is to take HRT and have monthly withdrawal bleeding. Taking combined therapy mimics your body's hormone balance during pregnancy when you don't have a period, higher levels of progesterone than estradiol on a continuous basis. Postmenopausal women should not be mimicking pregnancy, since the risks associated with pregnancy, heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and breast cancer, increase exponentially with age. Combined therapy, not having a period, can elevate levels of adrenaline, cortisol, and insulin. The longer a woman takes HRT this way, the greater her chances of burning out her adrenal glands, becoming insulin resistant, or making pre-existing insulin resistance worse. If a woman's adrenal glands burn out, she increases her risk for depression, allergies, and headaches. If she becomes insulin resistant, she will increase her risk for breast cancer, blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. The Women's Health Initiative study from 2002 concluded after 5.2 years of follow-up that women taking PremPro, continuous combined therapy with no period, were getting more heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, and breast cancer than women who were not taking anything. The study concluded that the risks of continuous combined therapy exceeded the benefits. Even with this news, many doctors are not warning their patients of the risks of taking HRT this way. Some even downplay the results. But taking HRT incorrectly is harmful. Dr. Schwartzbein warns, "For those who think that this study, which was done with PremPro, applies to synthetic HRT only, you're wrong. Bioidentical hormones given in a continuous combined way will be harmful because even though they are real hormones, combined HRT does not mimic normal physiology." Some doctors who don't understand prescribe combined natural hormone replacement so the woman does not have a period. In doing so, they are putting their patients at risk. Continuous combined natural HRT is harmful, even though the hormones are natural, because daily low levels of estradiol and daily high doses of progesterone will cause the same increased risk of diseases as with synthetic hormones. Adrenaline, cortisol, and insulin levels will rise higher than normal. And taking the hormones in a combined way, which does not mimic how our bodies work naturally, will increase a woman's risk for disease. You can gather from this information that I do not believe in continuous combined therapy. I am a firm believer in recreating the body's natural functions. I understand that it is necessary to keep a steady stream of hormones coursing through my system continuously throughout the day. So, I take my hormones, estradiol and progesterone, at approximately the same time each morning and the same time each night. That way, I am getting closest to mimicking what my body would be doing naturally if it were still producing a full complement of hormones. I have my blood tested regularly, more often if I'm experiencing a severe workload and stress. I talk with my doctor after she gets the results. We discuss any symptoms I might have and the possible reasons for them. If my blood work warrants, we increase or decrease my estradiol or progesterone. My personal HRT plan. 1. Check hormone levels with doctor through blood work. 2. Buy hormones based on prescription at compounding pharmacy. 3. Take estradiol twice a day, every day of the month. 4. Take progesterone 10th through 18th day of the month. 5. have regular checkups and additional blood work if needed to reevaluate hormone levels. I also take them in a cycling manner instead of taking combined continuous therapy. I take my estradiol every day of the month, but on the 10th through the 18th days, I add the prescribed amount of progesterone. At the end of this cycle, I get a period. Don't worry, when you're in menopause, you cannot get pregnant because you no longer have eggs. Later in this book, I will talk with a few women who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, so you can hear from them if having a period for their entire lives is worth the trade-off. I suspect it will be. You may have noticed references to another hormone, testosterone, in this chapter. In addition to estradiol and progesterone, I take testosterone, which I will talk about in Chapter 9. As you know, your body works better when all your hormones are balanced, and you don't want to forget about this important one. So now you understand that the hormones of the body are interconnected, and one hormone imbalance leads to an imbalance of all hormones. It is very important to replace a hormone if it is low or missing and cannot be made by your body. When the body is in balance hormonally, the quality of your life will improve in every way. It truly is the secret elixir and the fountain of youth. Who doesn't want that? Young women, beware. You can lose your hormones too. Hormonal loss does not affect just menopausal women and men as they age. Younger women can also experience the loss of their hormones. Today's young woman is the new superwoman. She does it all. Has a successful business, runs the house, is the perfect mother, shows up for school events, makes cupcakes for the class, works out, gives exemplary dinner parties, sits up at night with her sick child, and so on. But stress blunts hormonal production. So this high-stress lifestyle starts to take its toll. Soon, she's not looking or feeling well. Her temper is out of control. She loses or gains weight. Her libido shuts down, and she takes to weeping. She tries to put on an outward appearance that all is well, but it's not. Though she may be years from menopause, the effects of stress on a young woman's body can be remarkably similar to what a woman in menopause is going through, because these young women are losing their hormones. Even younger women can benefit by temporarily replacing lost hormones due to a high-stress lifestyle and bad dietary habits. During these high-stress times, a cutting-edge endocrinologist or gynecologist who understands and specializes can help by tracking hormone levels in a woman's blood work and replacing the hormones that are either high or low. Taking hormones will help you to better manage your stressful life and get things under control. It is vital to do this. Stress and hormone loss will quickly age your body. Costs. You may be wondering about the expense involved in using natural hormones. As a general rule, the natural hormones cost around $65 a month. The first visit to your doctor costs anywhere between $100 and $300, depending upon the doctor. Usually, that is the most comprehensive and expensive appointment. After that, you can do most everything else through a phone appointment with your doctor, the cost of which will vary from doctor to doctor. Tracking your blood levels varies from person to person. With my high-stress lifestyle and the fact that I have had cancer, I usually have my blood work done every 3 to 6 months. If your lifestyle is calmer than mine, it might be as simple as having your blood work done once a year. The cost varies from lab to lab, but it is usually around $100, and it is generally covered by insurance. Different doctors approach natural hormones in different ways. Dr. Schwartzbein, who is my personal doctor, gives natural hormones in a way that mimics normal physiology, which means I have a monthly period. My doctor administers my hormones to me in capsule form. If I have a symptom or symptoms, depending upon their severity, she prescribes a new dosage. If my symptoms are very severe, she will ask me to have blood drawn so she can see exactly where my levels are at that moment. Dr. Uzi Rice administers natural hormones in liquid, gel, or cream form. When his patient is experiencing symptoms, he asks her to call him and explain the symptoms, and then he says to take more of this gel or less of that cream and check back with him to tell him whether or not the dosage works. With this technique, you would probably be having blood drawn less often and therefore it would be less expensive. Water retention and progestin. At menopausal age, many women complain about water retention. Guess what? It's not a normal part of the aging process. Water retention, with very few exceptions, is caused by either too much estrogen or too little progesterone. It comes back to that same old thing. An imbalance of hormones creates imbalances in the way your body works. Progesterone is a beautiful natural diuretic. It prevents the water retention that can be caused by estrogen. This is why combined hormone therapy is questionable. It creates imbalances. You don't have to bother with a period, but your ankles are swelling, your legs ache, your stomach is bloating, and your clothes and shoes are uncomfortable. In fact, combined therapy increases the risk for heart attacks, strokes, and breast cancer. The only way to mimic the normal menstrual cycle is to take HRT and have a monthly period. Combined hormone therapy mimics your body's hormone balance during pregnancy. Higher levels of progesterone than estradiol on a continuous basis. If you remember when you were pregnant, you will recall the swollen ankles and the bloated feeling you had. That is why you need to have your levels checked if you are experiencing swollen ankles. If your hormones are in balance, you have no fluid buildup. When I was going through radiation for my breast cancer, my hormones were being blown out by the radiation, even though I was continuing to take my natural hormones. During the entire 6 weeks of intense radiation, and for almost a 2-year period following, I was experiencing severe water retention. My ankles, which are skinny by nature, would swell up to an unrecognizable size. It took almost 2 years after radiation to get everything back in balance. And during this time, I was reminded what it was like before I had found balance. A new generation of progesterone substitutes called progestins and progestogens are being touted as the latest natural release from the nasty symptoms of menopause. But here's the scoop on these drugs. They cause the body to retain more fluid. The manufacturers of these products are aware that baby boomers and an increasing market of women in perimenopause and menopause are looking for a fix to get them through this uncomfortable life passage. But none of these products are the same as what your body makes. They have few of the protective benefits of natural progesterone and a lot of side effects and abnormal reactions. Many qualified doctors are doing a great service to women in touting the benefits of natural progesterone and the dangers of progestins, but many physicians don't know the difference between progesterone and progestins. They haven't been trained to think about options. Some doctors don't even know that natural progesterone exists. It is your job to find out about them and to find a doctor in your area who's well-versed. If your doctor is not aware of the benefits of natural hormones, perhaps you can ask him or her to read up so that the two of you can work together. Perks of aging. Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either. 4. Finding the right doctor. What is the difference between young people and older people? It's vitality. Vitality is strength, vigor, excitement, curiosity, stamina, energy, and a feeling of being on the ball. Vitality is something you radiate. It's something from within, a natural zest for life. We don't entirely lose our vitality as we age, but in our middle years, we become aware that we no longer have the kind of energy we once had.
Let the young people handle it. They have all the energy, we moan.
Do you want to feel the way you did when you were young? You know the answer. Get your hormones balanced. It is my belief that in the near future, the medical community will understand what we passionate laypersons and cutting-edge doctors already know. We need to balance our lost hormones by replacing them with natural bioidentical hormones that mimic what our bodies created when we were in our prime. And why not? If the medical community is so intent upon keeping us alive until we are 90 to 100 years old, then let's make sure those last 20 or 25 extra years are quality ones. By eating right, exercising, thinking good thoughts, avoiding chemicals, moderating alcohol intake, and eliminating smoking, you are on track. Add balanced hormones to this scenario, and wow, these last extra years could be your best. What most people don't understand is that recent reports offering negative statistics about hormone replacement therapy are based upon research conducted on synthetic drug hormones. Most of the studies that extol the benefits of synthetic hormones are funded by the drug companies that make them. Natural hormones are not patentable, so the drug companies are not interested in them. There's no profit margin. Don't be angry, it's just business. But it's up to you to be proactive. If you want a better quality of life, it's up to you to find out all you can about options. As I've said, when we are young, our bodies produce a full complement of hormones. They keep us young and supple, agile, lubricated, sexual. Because we are living longer than ever before, the new thinking is to replace the hormones lost in the aging process. This cannot be done with the synthetic hormones put out by the drug companies. Drug hormones can eliminate most of the physical symptoms of hormone loss, but they do not replace hormones lost in the aging process. Only natural, bioidentical hormones can do that, because they are made from plant extracts and exactly mimic the hormones we make naturally in our bodies. It is extremely difficult to find a doctor to concur with this way of thinking. Most doctors, good ones, are influenced by drug companies. They're given those free samples we all love to get when we go to the doctor's office, and then the literature and studies that are fed to doctors from the drug companies become fact, when in many cases they have little to do with what will really heal us. Drugs, in general, do not heal. They abate and remove pain. Let me say again, I would not like to live in a world without pharmaceuticals. I simply feel that drugs should always be our last resort. As I mentioned earlier, I went from doctor to doctor to get to the bottom of this mysterious passage. I was frustrated by the answers I was getting. It wasn't until I found an endocrinologist who specialized in bioidentical HRT that I finally got some satisfaction. Frankly, satisfaction is not a strong enough word. Bliss would be more apt. As I also mentioned earlier, in medical school, our doctors get approximately 4 hours of training in the study of hormones. How can a doctor, even a gynecologist, be an expert with so little training? That is why I prefer to get my information from someone who has made the study of menopause and andropause, male menopause, his or her specialty. Generally, this is the domain of endocrinologists, but there are gynecologists and other doctors who have continued their studies and their interest in the phenomenon of natural bioidentical hormones. Finding this blissful balance is the best thing I have done for myself at this passage. I want to be involved with doctors who are forward-thinking and well-versed in the hormonal system. This is no time for guessing. It is too important to my well-being. I love my life, and I want to get the most out of it. It can be very hard to find someone to help you. Finding the right doctor is difficult. Your gynecologist may not be the right person for you at this time. Menopause and hormones should be his or her specialty if you are being treated for a possible hormonal deficiency as you approach middle age. If it is not your gynecologist's specialty, then you have to find a doctor who gets it. A gynecologist who is not well-versed in the hormonal system, who is trying to treat you for menopause with synthetic hormones, or who claims to know about natural hormones and then gives you a prescription without requiring a blood test, is not going to be able to help you. It would be like asking your dermatologist to perform open-heart surgery. It is not enough to simply know where the heart is located. The doctor must know everything about the heart and how it works. If your doctor claims to be a hormone specialist, ask about his or her credentials. This is too important. You have to ask questions. Balancing your hormones takes knowledge, and the only professionals I am aware of who have the information to do this are endocrinologists and doctors who have made the study of natural bioidentical hormones their specialty. Even endocrinologists need to be asked if they are well-versed in natural bioidentical hormones, because not all of them are up on the latest advances. Maybe when they were in school, the information was not available yet, or maybe they never kept up with the latest advances. so it is up to you to scour your community to find the right professional. If you have to travel to another city to find a competent endocrinologist or specialist, believe me, it's worth the trip. Just make sure you're seeing a qualified MD and not an herbalist or a naturalist. You want a studied professional to treat you during this tricky passage. This is about the quality of your life. There is no reason to suffer, but without the right advice and program, you will indeed suffer through this passage and your health will gradually go downhill. I prefer a female endocrinologist only because this is a female syndrome, and I feel that a woman might have a better understanding than a male doctor. But again, there are always exceptions. Dr. Uzi Rice, a gynecologist, has made natural hormones his specialty, and he is kind, caring, understanding, and sensitive about women's health, and this passage in particular. It is difficult for anyone to grasp the effects, physically, psychologically, and emotionally, of losing 90% of your hormones over a 2-year period, but some male physicians are able to do so. What you need to know when you go to the doctor. 1. Ask to get your baseline hormone levels checked in a lab. You need to have estradiol, progesterone, and follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, checked. 2. Tell your doctor you want to be prescribed bioidentical estradiol and progesterone. 3. Ask your doctor to recommend a good compounding pharmacy that will combine the proper amounts of estradiol and progesterone based on the doctor's prescription. 4. When you get your preparations, you will probably take your estradiol twice a day, about 12 hours apart, and one progesterone pill for 14 days of each month. The easiest way to do this is days 1 to 14. Cycling this way mimics your body's natural production of hormones. Your dosages should be monitored by a physician, but will most likely start with about 0.5 milligrams of estradiol twice a day, with 100 milligrams of progesterone a day. 5. You will get your period around the time you stop taking progesterone. If you bleed early, you may be taking either too much progesterone or not enough estradiol, and you need your blood levels checked again. It's a simple fact that one cannot have a satisfactory life if one doesn't have satisfactory hormones. Hormones are the body's very own all-natural anti-aging pill. And what a pill! Women who are afraid or confused about hormones will unfortunately experience the negative consequences of not taking them. How about rotting bones, dried up vaginal tissue, droopy breasts, skin with no elasticity, a double chance of Alzheimer's disease, and double or triple the likelihood that sooner or later a heart attack will finish the story? That's just part of it. Dr. Eugene Shippen, another of our country's leading endocrinologists, says, "There are astonishing advantages of hormone replacement in women. Nothing in medicine has been studied so intensively for so many years and through so many patient trials and investigations as estrogen replacement therapy. Nothing generates more controversy, phobic reactions, and confusion, yet surprisingly it would be hard to find a treatment in which an amazing long-term success rate is combined with so few side effects. The advantages of giving estrogen so far outweigh the risks that rational opposition to postmenopausal hormone replacement in women is very difficult to sustain. The therapy's ability to offer women aging modification, disease prevention, and improved quality of life is so remarkable and has been replicated so repeatedly in medical studies that it's sometimes hard to know what all the controversy is about. As women, we get around 40 years of life from puberty to menopause, in which to enjoy the health-promoting benefits of estrogen. During this time, we experience the life-giving benefits that come from making a full complement of hormones. When we are young, we are our healthiest. Heart attacks and strokes barely exist when we are premenopausal. Arthritis is rare. Our immune systems are outstanding. It is not until after menopause that things start to go wrong. The acceleration toward poor health that then occurs in so many women's bodies is not coincidental in the slightest. It is hormonal to the core. Postmenopausally, without our hormones, we women lose the major programmer of our health. over the age of 55, approximately 48% of all women die of cardiovascular disease, principally heart attacks and strokes. 24% of us die from some form of cancer, 1.5% of which is breast cancer. Hormone replacement, real hormone replacement, is found in most studies to reduce the rate of death from cardiovascular disease by 30 to 40%, a drop in total mortality of approximately 14 to 19%.